From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The drought singeing Canada's crops is also taking a bite out of its cattle sector. For the world's sixth largest beef exporter, dry conditions are worsening in cattle country, scorching pastures and sending feed costs soaring. AgWeb.com reports the price of hay in some areas has already doubled, and some ranchers could be forced to sell animals to feedlots in the coming weeks if the drought persists. Swaths of Alberta got less than 60% of normal rainfall since April 1st. First, the circus closed, and now, thank God, the beasts on boxes of animal crackers have finally been turned loose. Under pressure from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, Nabisco has redesigned packaging of Nabisco's Barnum animal crackers, removing, after more than a century, the cages. According to AgWeb.com, the redesigned boxes retain the familiar red and letter coloring and prominent Barnum's animals lettering, but instead of showing caged animals, the new box features a zebra, elephant, lion, giraffe, and gorilla side by side in grassland. Despite the ongoing trade battle between the U.S. and China, it's likely, according to a report from two ag economists, the Asian nation will have to take oil seeds from the U.S. at some point. Carl Zuloff of Ohio State University and Gary Schnitke from the University of Illinois say China will eventually have to turn to the U.S. for soy, in part due to Argentina's poor crop harvested this year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.